down, be quiet.
Sit 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 down, be quiet.
Welcome to another episode of Sit Down, Be Quiet. What is it with men lately? And by lately, I mean like the last 10 years. What is it? Why do men think that women enjoy being picked on? Like, we enjoy a funny, entertaining man, but I don't know if I can speak for other ladies, but I am not a fan of being picked on. I was picked on my entire life because that's how my family shows affection, which is fine. You know, we all have to deal with things in life, but I don't enjoy being picked on by my significant other. I would really like to have a significant other that is nothing but supportive. I don't want to be harassed. I don't want things to be pointed out. You know, I think in almost every relationship I've been in, there's always been that underlying commentary where my partner has something to say about everything I do. And I've really had to like convince my child that that's not okay. Because, you know, her dad is one of my exes, and he was a huge fan of pointing things out. And I don't necessarily think that he was always doing it maliciously, but it's super annoying when you're literally just trying to live your life and somebody is repetitively pointing things out about you. Like, things as stupid as I would make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and he felt like I used too much peanut butter. So he would say something, and it's like, are you going to eat the sandwich, sir? Then why are you worried about how much peanut butter I'm putting on it? You know, or like condiments on a burger. And like, we've been broken up for a really long time, and this shit is still fresh in the front of my brain. So why is it that people feel the need to comment on the things that we do? Or, you know, it's probably not just guys. So sorry that I implied that it was just guys. I'm sure women do it too. I just don't personally do it that I'm aware of. So, you know, it's always been the other person in the relationship who's like, oh, I'm going to point out all of these things about you. You know, or if I did something quote unquote wrong, or different than they did. I just don't understand why we feel the need to nitpick at each other. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make people feel good. And I've always been under the impression that having a significant other in your life is supposed to make you feel good, not bad. And whenever mine start making me feel bad, I usually leave because I don't want to ever feel bad. And I especially don't want to feel bad or unsafe or uncomfortable in my own home. So I guess I just don't get the purpose behind it. Who wants to come home to, oh, I see you did that thing, but it was done incorrectly, so I had to do it again. You know, who wants that? Nobody wants that. It's one thing if somebody asks you, hey, do you know a better way to do this? That's great. Please, by all means, answer that question. But if nobody asked you and there's no major suffering involved with the way that somebody is doing something, keep your fucking mouth shut. Nobody wants to hear that the way they're doing something is wrong, especially if it isn't. Different doesn't mean wrong. And I just don't understand why people feel the need to constantly point things out. I prefer to uplift. Now, I am guilty of the, if you're already picking on yourself, maybe on occasion, if it's not anything extremely hurtful, I might join in. You know, and I don't mind when people do that to me because, like, I'm an idiot a lot of the time about a lot of things. And when my friends point out that I'm being less intelligent than I should be about a circumstance, I usually understand that, first of all, they're not wrong. And second of all, they're not trying to be hurtful. They're just letting me know that I'm still doing the same old dumb shit that I've done for, I don't know, my entire life. And that's fine. I don't mind stuff like that because, you know, that's just honesty. And is it necessary honesty? No, not really. But when you're the one already picking on yourself about it, I don't really see that as harmful because you're already pointing out that you're an idiot. And it's fine. You know, I'm not saying that we have to be 100% perfect all the time, but I don't get the concept behind significant others constantly nitpicking one way or the other, male, female, doesn't matter. Why can't we all just learn to understand that in order to coexist, in order to have two adults minimum living in a household, you have to understand that the way you're going to do things is potentially different than the way the other person does things. And we don't even need to bring it up. It's not even an issue. It's a non-issue. We can just shut our fucking mouths and mind our own goddamn business. You know, if I don't like the way you fold towels, well, tough noogies. I shouldn't have moved in with another person. I just, you know, I mean, if I don't like the way that you fold my clothes, then I'm just going to say, hey, it's cool. Don't fold my clothes. I'll fold them, you know? But I'm not going to, like, nitpick and be rude about it because there's no need. There's no need to tell me that I'm putting too much peanut butter on a sandwich or too much ketchup on my burger or whatever it might be, or that I eat weird foods or do things in a weird way or whatever. And I'm not just talking about me, but people in general. You know, you don't need to point things out. You don't. Unless somebody is doing something that's going to hurt themselves because they're using a tool incorrectly or whatever. Really, we can just keep our yap shut and let people live their lives. Times have changed. And, you know, it's funny. I'm going to switch topics on you for a second. I had somebody say something to me yesterday, something along the lines of, women like you are hard to find. And what he meant by that was attractive and hardworking and intelligent and highly capable of multiple things. And thought about that for a second. And I responded with, women like me are not hard to find. We're hard to keep. And the reason I feel that way is because women who are capable tend to have different standards. And men can't just skate by doing whatever the fuck they want. And maybe it's not even women that are capable, but women who have realized that they don't have to be codependent. Not that being codependent is a bad thing, so I'm not saying anything to the codependent people out in the world. But I do not need to be codependent. Thank you. And I know a ton of women who don't want to be, nor do they need to be codependent, because they're capable of doing everything themselves. And it makes it harder for men to be fuckwads, because we won't put up with it, because we don't have to, because we've discovered that our lives are much more peaceful alone than dealing with men who can't keep their shit together. And now I'm not saying that there aren't men out there who can handle women who don't necessarily have to be codependent or don't need men to, you know, take their garbage out or fix their cars or do whatever. There are men out there who can absolutely date women like that. But they're rare. Just like men think that capable women are rare. We're not. We're actually abundant. But it's tough to find a man who is perfectly okay with coming home to, you know, his house being completely remodeled or whatever, and he didn't have to have a hand in it, and they didn't have to hire anybody because she just came home and did it. I actually dealt with a circumstance where I was momentarily dating a guy, and, you know, he had to install a light fixture, and he wasn't really sure how to do it. And I knew how, so I was like, cool, go flip your breaker and I'll put it in for you. And he's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, pretty serious. So we did it, and our relationship got really weird after that. And it didn't last much longer. And that's sad. There was a lot of instances where I could do things that he couldn't. And it bothered him. And it shouldn't. Like, you could just learn how to do the things. But instead, people get upset by it. And I don't know. Like, I would be more than happy to teach somebody how to do things. And I don't care that you are the male in the relationship. There's no law that says just because you're a male means you need to be handy. You know, maybe you never had opportunity to learn before. And maybe you're perfectly capable, because most people are, you just don't know. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it seems to bother them. So, you know, I don't know, man. Relationships shouldn't be this hard. And in a world where opportunity is abundant for everybody, and we're not in the 50s anymore where women had to be dependent on men because what else were they going to do? They were, you know, barely legal human beings. We don't live there anymore, so we have to learn how to coexist with people being perfectly capable and the intelligence and capability level being equivalent. And I don't think that's too much to ask. But, you know, if I can't ever find that person who will, A, never yell at me, B, have things in common with me, C, being able to accept the fact that I am intelligent and attractive and capable, and won't put up with anybody's bullshit, and I don't check in, and I don't report back, and I don't listen because there's nobody to listen to because I moved out of my parents' home when I was 18, and I'm an adult, and I don't have to report to anybody, and you can't just trust that existing by your side is me saying I want to be there, then I will just be alone for the rest of my life, and that's okay. Because things I will not do is come home to being yelled at in my own home. I will never feel unsafe in my own home. I will never be degraded or picked on or whatever it might be in my own home. My home is a safe space. And it seems to be that even still today, men love to try to take charge. And that's just not how it works over here. I don't know, like, I like a funny man, but I don't want to be picked on or treated weird because you're trying to be whatever you're trying to be. I think people really just need to get their shit together. Anyways, sorry it's been so long since I've recorded an episode. I have a lot going on. All good things, but nonetheless, I'm a very busy human being, and it's tough to keep these things rolling when you're drowning in work and social life and opportunity abundances. So here I am, recording another nonsense episode where I ramble on about things I hate. Thanks for always listening. I appreciate you.
Sit down, be quiet. Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet. Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet.